VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. forces in Afghanistan say four Americans have been killed in a roadside bombing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The attack took place near Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, the main American base in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says three of the dead were U.S. service members and the fourth an American contractor. Another three U.S. troops were wounded in the explosion and are receiving medical care. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber detonated explosives that were packed into his vehicle. The fatalities bring the number of U.S. troops killed so far this year in Afghanistan to seven. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Prosecutors say a man inspired by the Islamic State group plotted a truck attack near Washington, D.C. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack in Nice, France. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge on Monday, a federal district judge, issued an injunction halting the Trump administration's policy of sending some asylum seekers back across the southern border to wait out their cases in Mexico. The ruling is to take effect on Friday. It removes, at least temporarily, a controversial Trump administration strategy aimed at slowing a flood of immigrants, mostly from Central America. This is VOA News. For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policy is wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump has fired the director of the Secret Service. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It began late last week when the administration withdrew a nomination for the acting ICE director to stay on the job permanently. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned. Today, officials say Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the job, though they say it's because of a personality conflict within the agency and not tied to Nielsen's departure. The changes may not be done. Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration advisor, who's newly empowered, is also said to be eyeing the departure of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Earth's glaciers are melting much faster than scientists thought. A new study shows they are losing 369 billion tons of snow and ice each year, more than half of that in North America. The most comprehensive measurement of glaciers worldwide found that thousands of inland masses of snow compressed into ice are shrinking 18% faster than an international panel of scientists calculated in 2013. The world's glaciers are shrinking five times faster now than they were in the 1960s. Their melt is accelerating due to global warming and adding more water to already rising seas. Top story of the hour, an attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed three U.S. service members and one American contractor, according to the U.S. military. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.